I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scruzzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section and the Cape Week Summer Magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, hydrangeas are probably the most popular flower you can see all over Cape Cod, and a 10-day festival starting this weekend has tours, demonstrations, and cocktails. Really?
Yes, cocktails that are inspired by the flower. This is the second annual Cape Cod Hydrangea Festival, and it was so successful last year that it's gotten even bigger this time. It starts Thursday night with a kickoff party at Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis, and they've been promoting the festival on the label of its summer ale, if you've gotten some and you've noticed that. Then from Friday through July 17th, there's going to be more than 90 gardens all over the Cape. They're going to be open at different times for tours, and all of the proceeds from those tours benefit the local charity of the homeowner's choice. So last year, they raised more than $32,000 for local nonprofits through the festival. They've also got demonstrations and lectures scheduled. There's going to be outdoor painting that people can watch. There is a Hydrangea University on Friday at Barnstable High School, and then several area restaurants are offering those cocktails in a Hydrangea cocktail tour. And they're beautiful. They're pink, blue. They're really nice looking.
Saturday is Brewster Conservation Day, and this free annual festival tries to entertain as well as educate people about the environment. Tell us about this.
This is going to be set up from 9:30 to 2 at Drummer Boy Park in Brewster, and there's going to be games and all kinds of educational exhibits. Some of those are going to be a bus filled with activity for kids to learn about the marine environment. They've got an exhibit about how kids can build a backyard sanctuary for birds. And then there's a Be a Pond Hero game for kids about protecting water quality. There's going to be some speakers and entertainers, too, including a puppet show about conservation.
Cape Cod is a big destination for people who make and love art, and there are some big art-related events this weekend.
Well, there are so many art shows at galleries and elsewhere at this time of year, but this weekend there are two big events at the museums here. At 5:30 on Friday, the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis has an opening reception for two of its exhibits. One is At the Crossroads, Six Narratives at the Intersection of Identity and Community, and that features installations by six local artists. Then there is a big ship sculpture called The Duxbury Merchant, and that's by William Hemmerdinger. It's a compilation of 100,000 small components that are connected to his own life, America's founding immigrants, and 17th century marine merchants. So that's something to see. Then on Saturday, it's the 26th annual Great Brush Off on the Kituit Village Green. This is put on by the Cahoon Museum of American Art, and in the morning, there's going to be artists painting at different locations around Kituit. You can go out and watch them paint. Then at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a live auction of the work they just did.
A lot of local libraries have terrific programs and events for kids during the summer, and one happening on Saturday is for kids who love Star Wars.
Yes, that one's being put on by the Kituit Library, and it's called Jedi Knight Training Camp. So kids of different ages can go over to Freedom Hall in Kituit at 1:30 on Saturday to be trained for free by a Jedi Master, who is actually Jungle Jim from Boston. Some of the challenges he's going to have is a Jedi teamwork test, and you might have to have a lightsaber duel with the Jedi Master.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for Cape Week Summer Magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.